I hear the cars long before I see them. I lift my head and watch as two black vehicles wind their way up the tree-lined drive. Oh, here they are, right on time. The Sunday lunch guests. Well, one guest with her plethora of bodyguards to keep her safe. Not that I see anyone in their right mind trying to kidnap Liz. Ha, if they did, they would give her back pronto. Liz Richardson. I curl my lip with my contempt. If you spent time with the cow, you'd understand. She's a spoiled purebred wolf shifter with an attitude. Oh, she's all smiles and niceties when she wants something, but toward unimportant people, or in my case, animals, she definitely displays sociopathic tendencies. Getting out of the car, Liz waves away her three hulking bodyguards as she answers her phone coming towards my hiding place, with her mobile against her ear. Liz is dressed in a pretty pale blue summer dress today. The colour matches her eyes, and her brown hair is styled in a perfect bob. Liz is, unfortunately, Harry's girl. Harry is my stepbrother slash pack member. Can you call someone your stepbrother when both sets of your parents are dead? I give a mental shrug. Anyway, at a year older than me, he was sent away to boarding school when our parents died, perhaps to protect him from the feral wolf shifter at home, to make sure that what I had wasn't catching. I don't know how many years passed. It is not like I have access to a calendar. Every day feels like a week and every month a year. I've lived 1,000 lifetimes in my fur. I grew up fast. I had to. But when Harry came back, my life improved massively with his input. Hugely. I owe a lot to Harry's benevolence. I think I was going insane before Harry came back home to live with the pack. Shit, I don't want to go back to those years. I would rather die. It still leaves me shaking when I recall them. For a long time it was... I shudder, close my eyes and take an unsteady breath. I will get to the point. They don't hurt me as much with Harry around. He is my unintentional shield and their conscience. I open my eyes. Liz is still on the phone, and she's sauntering towards me. Shockingly, I can hear a man on the other end. Ew, gross. He's talking absolute filth to her. Oh, and spoiler alert, it isn't Harry on the phone. This is a real problem, as today, from what I have overheard, is the day Harry and Liz are supposed to announce that they're officially mating. What is Liz doing? Oh my God, is she cheating on Harry? Why on earth would she do that? I scowl and wrinkle my snout with disgust as Liz finishes the call with a giggle. A little growl spills out without my permission, rumbling up from my chest. If I had hands, I would be slapping them against my muzzle about now to muffle that growl. What the heck was that? What was I thinking? Liz freezes, and her eyes widen. Her panicked gaze searches the garden and surrounding trees. She catches my eye, and I find myself trapped in her venomous blue glare. Now would be a good time for the ground to swallow me up.